This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4C, M11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B 2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Donald Myers speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
No. Hey, you're listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM. What you just heard was from Santiago, Chile, Los Mox. Indeed, a song was called Ataque de Caca. sorry, I toilet humor is always pretty funny with me. But anyway, I thought I'd start the show off with that. I usually start off with some propaganda, but today is a little different. But as we are to do here, CKUW 95.9 FM broadcasts from the University of Winnipeg, located on Treaty 1 territory and the national homeland of the Red River Métis in Winnibuc, Manitoabi. We acknowledge these are the ancestral lands of the Anishinaabeg, Anishinaabe, Ininuak, Nahetowak, Ocheti, Shakoe, Dakota, Oyate, and the Métis peoples. This territory is also a place of significance for the Dene and the Inuit. We acknowledge that our water is sourced from Shoal Lake 41st Nation in Treaty 3 territory, and that most of our hydroelectricity comes from Treaty 5 territory in northern Manitoba. As a community-driven, not-for-profit organization, CKUW 95.9 FM strives to respect, value, and incorporate Indigenous knowledge and perspectives into our programming and organization in the spirit of truth and reconciliation. Remembering the original spirit and intent of the treaties, we recognize that the work of reconciliation is ongoing. Okay. So, today's show, what have we got? Have we got any birthdays? Oh, there's a bunch of death days, which is super sad. There's 1, 2, 3 moments in music history that we want to acknowledge. We've got our 420 feature, of course, coming up in about 12 minutes ish, and again a whole trailer load of music, world music for your listening pleasure. You got it. All right, so where are we going today? Where are we going to go? We have all sort of stuff to play for you. So let's move along with that, shall we? All right. Let's start off with a band, a Romanian band called Cal, shall we? All right. Okay. You are listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg.
I, Volinava, to play Romane music for all Moživoti. Romane music. Frecvencia y en Coromano Radio Romanistan. Coromano Radio Romanistan. Music. Romane music. Romane music. We'll be right back.
va aller retrouver les enfants dans les forêts pour faire la bonne musique. Et tu sais, on peut être trahi par tout le monde, mais sauf les enfants. Nous sommes tous les enfants. Et puis, surtout les orphelins. J'aime bien aider parce que moi j'étais orpheline à l'âge de 6 ans. C'est pas facile. Et puis, comment je vais une enfant à l'homme c'est nous demain? C'est à leur tour maintenant. Nous, on a été aidés par nos parents. Il faut que nous aussi, on aide nos enfants. Bon. Musique de Masera. On me disait qu'il y a un barrage, c'est ça.
Hey, you're listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM. That was a little snippet of something by Alcazar. Enyo Nkondon. That one features Mamani Keita and Chick Tidianisek. Yeah, from their Uncovered. Was it called? Uncovered. Yes, by Alcazar. That one came out. Gee whiz. Recently, last couple. Oh! 2024. Released November 29th, 2024. There we have it. Okay. Before that, let's talk about what we played. Before that, we heard from Max Pasham, the Tibetan Trance from his album Weddings, Bar Mitzvahs, and Funerals. Before that, Nini Music, Longma from their Legends EP. And we started off that little set with Cal from Romania, Radio Romanista. Yeah, good stuff. Anyway, holy smokes, it's 6:20 here in Winnipeg. That must mean that it's 4:20 in BC, and what better time to play some reggae. And to celebrate, to start off our celebration, actually, it would be tomorrow, January 13th, 1978. Stuart Copeland's brother, Miles Copeland III, lent the police £1,500 to make their debut album, Outlandos d'Amour. That's right. And, oh, also on this day in 1977 was the first rehearsal at Stuart Copeland's flat of the police. Yeah, all right. So to celebrate that, we'll send a couple of these police tracks out to my buddy Hank, who's celebrating his 10th birthday, and also to his dad, Colin. So there we have it. This is Dubzan. You're listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg. We'll be right back.
pushing through the market square. So many mothers sighing. News had just come over. We had 5 years left to cry. News guy wept and told us Earth was really dying. Cried so much his face was wet. Then I knew he was not lying. I heard telephones, opera house, favorite melodies. I saw boys and toys and electric irons and TVs. My brain hurt like a warehouse. It had no room to spare. I had to clear out so many things to store everything in there. And all the fat, skinny people. And all the tall, shot people. And all the nobody people. And all the somebody people. Many people. Hey, a girl my age went off her head, hit some tiny children. If the black hadn't pulled her off, I would think she would have killed them. A soldier with a broken arm mixed a stare to the wheels of a Cadillac. Cop knelt down and kissed the feet of a priest, and the queer threw up at the sight of it. I think I saw you in an ice cream parlor, drinking milkshakes cold and long, smiling and waving and looking so fine. Don't think you knew you were in this song. And it was cold and it rained, so I felt like an actor. And I thought of more, I wanted to get back there. Your face, your race, and the way that you talk. I kiss you, you're beautiful, I want you to walk. We got 5 years stuck on my eyes. 5 years, what a surprise. 5 years, my brain hurts a lot. 5 years, that's all we've got. 5 years, what a surprise. 5 years stuck on my eyes. 5 years, my brain hurts a lot. 5 years, yes, that's all we've got. 5 years, 5 long years. 5 years, it's been 5 long years. 5 years, my brain hurts a lot. 5 years, that's what.
Daddy Uroy, then came Big Hughes. Say, do you know where the rap start from?
Listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM. And what did we just hear? We just heard Dub Zen, a really good reggae collective from Berlin. Yeah, Berlin, indeed. Which, just a couple weeks ago, I saw Chris Ladd here. I don't know if he lives in Berlin, but I know he lives in Germany. Anyway, a former Winnipegger, now a German, and playing his music out in Germany. Way to go, Chris Ladd. Anyway, we had Dub Zen just now. So Lonely, that's the featuring Big Youth. Before that, we had the Easy Star All-Stars with 5 years. Yes, that's not a Police song. David Bowie, because January 10th was the anniversary of his death. Sadly, he died in 2016. 10 years ago already. Holy smokes, at 69 years old. Very sad. Also, just a couple of days ago, January 10th, Bob Weir died. He was one of the guitar players for the Grateful Dead. I'm not a huge fan of the Dead, but you do have to give a tip of the hat to Bob Weir. And that's very sad. But, you know, the years are going on and more of these folks are going to pass away. So do go see them if you can, not just, you know, the Grateful Dead, but like any of these bands that are getting on in age. Go and see them before they're not around anymore, huh? Okay, and we started that set off with Dub Zen again from Berlin. Can't Stand Losing You. That's the Can't Stand Losing Dub from the Police in Dub. And, to celebrate lots of police goings on this day. And you know what? What's that you say? That's not enough police for you? Well, then, I've got a couple more police songs for you. And, as I said, we'll send these ones out to Colin and his son, Hank. Hank, who just turned 10. Yeah, that's right. May as well send it out to their mom, Jen, too. Hey, why not? What the heck? Anyway, we've got some more police songs. Yeah. You're listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg. Você quer me esconder? Okay, that was Leonardo Jaime, and he's Brazilian. I just kind of looked him up, and wow, he's one of the founding members of the rockabilly band João Penca e Seus Miquinhos Amestrados. Yes, indeed, Brazilian, I tell you. Any hoosers, I got a couple more police songs. You know what? And I'm going to send these next couple tracks out to my wife, Arlie, and I hope that she's listening and enjoying. Again, this is Santiago Chile's Los Mox. Oh, yeah. This is a heck of a band. The lyrics are in English, but you kind of get it. Anyway, you are listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg.
Take a look at mine, you'll toil for your head into a fire.
You're listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM. What you just heard was Orquesta La... Orquesta La 33. Okay. Yeah, I know. I should know how to say 33 in Spanish, but it escapes me. So they are a Colombian salsa music band from Bogota, Colombia. Yeah, go figure, huh? And that's their version of Roxanne. Before that, what the heck did we hear? Oh, Los Mox from their album Concover. Yeah, the truth hits everybody. And we started off with Leo Jaime, Solange, I guess. So Lonely is that. That was their cover version of that, a Brazilian cover. Go figure, huh? Huh? Lots and lots of South American music for you. I don't have anything Venezuelan. Otherwise, I would play Venezuelan music. I got to look it up. And maybe next show I can have some Venezuelan music, huh? Okay. Anyway, what have we got going on? Oh, let's see. On this day in... yesterday, January 11th, 1964... The Ring of Fire, The Best of Johnny Cash, was his first number one album. Yeah, in 1964. So, I have some Johnny Cash for you. Courtesy of Ladislav Vodichka and the country beat from their album Jiricho Brabche. Kya? And of course I'm going to send this one out to my wife, Arlie, because I'm pretty sure that her dad would approve. All right. You're listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg.
Vím, že láska dým, proto teď tu hlásat smím. Noc, když zavzdychá, tak se hned oheň rozdmychá. Nápěv písní, co se proslýchají, tady zpívám těm, co teď možná lásku tají. Je to zlé, 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 hoří jak trout, hoří jak trout. Nápěv písní, co se proslýchají, tady zpívám těm, co teď možná lásku tají. Je to zlé, 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 hoří jak trou, hoří jak trou. Dusí mě kouře sloup a vím, že klesám hloub. Přesto vzdávám lásce dík. O, jako prosebník. Nápěv písní, co se proslýchají, tady zpívám těm, co teď možná nás utají. Je to zlé, 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 hoří jak trout, hoří jak trout. Nápěv písní, co se proslýchají, tady zpívám těm, co teď možná nás utají. Je to zlé, 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 hoří jak trout, hoří jak trout. Je to zlé, 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 hoří jak trout, hoří jak trout, hoří jak trout, hoří jak trout, hoří jak trout.
Thank you.
Hey, you're listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM. What you just heard was Daka Braka and Port Monet is the band. They're a Belarusian band. That album came out in 2012, from what it says. The album was called The Chemleva Project. Ooh, lots of phlegm there, eh? Krivyi Tanets was the name of the song. Holy smokes. And yeah, for sure. And before that, we heard from Ladislav Vodichka and Jihiro Brabche. Yeah, no kidding, huh? And their cover of The Ring of Fire. Yeah, that's right. Hey, good stuff here on The World today. Hey. 7:01 p.m. out there. Holy smokes. I guess you know what that means, huh? Yes, indeed. That means that it's time for some weather, eh? Yeah, let's do that. Okay. Let's see. Have I got any... I'm just looking to see if I have any Iranian music to play, but I don't know if I have anything just... Oh, I can think of one thing, but I've got this lined up, so I will play that in a minute. All right. Anyway, let's get on with it, shall we? It's weather time. Let's see here. What else? 6 o'clock weather. Do you guys want 6 o'clock weather? Either do I. Jeepers. Okay, 7 o'clock. There we go. It says here, -1. -1. All right. Temperature says -0.7 degrees. Humidity is at 86%. Pressure is falling. Wind's coming out of the south-southwest at 18 kilometers per hour. That makes for a wind chill of -6. Yeah. It was raining when I first got in here, and that was troubling because I don't want to go out. Don't want to have to drive home in crazy, weird, slippery conditions, you know? All right, tonight, cloudy with 30% chance of rain showers this evening, then partly cloudy. Risk of freezing rain this evening. Wind west, 30 kilometers to gusting to 50. A temperature rising to +2 by morning. Oh, no. Tuesday, mainly cloudy. 60% chance of rain showers in the morning, then 60% chance of flurries in the afternoon. Risk of freezing drizzle in the morning. Wind northwest 30, gusting to 50. Temperature falling to -8 in the afternoon. Wind chill -7 in the afternoon. UV index 1 or low UV index. Oh, goodness. Tomorrow night, clearing in the evening. Wind north 30, gusting to 50. Low of -20. Low of -23. Holy crap. Wind chill -17 in the evening and -34 overnight. Holy, risk of frostbite, I'll say. Wednesday, sunny, high of -13, low of -12. Wednesday night, it says periods of snow. Thursday, snow or rain, high of 0. Thursday night, periods of snow, windy, low of -13. Friday, mix of sun and cloud, windy, high of -11. And Friday night, cloudy with 60% chance of flurries, low of -22. Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, high of -22, and a low of -28. Sunday, sunny and a high of -19. Normals are a high of -13 and a low of -24. Sun rose this morning at 8:23 a.m. and it's set tonight at 4:51 p.m. Holy, eh? All right, let's see here. What sorts of things happened in the past? The highest temperature we had on this day says here -5.7 above, 5.7 degrees in 1987. The lowest temperature was -37.9 degrees Celsius in 2007. If you add in the wind chill, -48 degrees in 2007. Yikes. Ugh, boy, oh boy. Okay. I'm just reading this thing. It doesn't make any sense to me, so I won't pass that on to you. Let's see here. Precipitation. In 1976, it rained 8.1 millimeters and the most snow on the ground. 1966, at 66 centimeters of snow on the ground. Yep, you heard it here first. Okay, let's see here. Time now for CKUW's events guide, from concert and club listings to community announcements. We help you keep in touch with what's going on in Winnipeg. All right. Let's see here. What is there anything? Snowed in. Oh, for Pete's sake. What is it today? It's the 12th. We've got stuff for... Doggone it. At the UWSA, January 7th and 8th. Oh, yes. That's that stuff coming out of there. Oh. Second Saturday Supper Super Soups. Oh, this happened on January the 10th. Oh, for Pete's sake. Shucks, yeah, that's me ripping stuff out of here because it ain't no darn good anymore. Okay, well, it appears there's not much, so I'll tell you what's going on at the Cinematheque, the Dave Barber Cinematheque. I actually whipped up the website here. So January 14th, that is Wednesday. It's a movie called Resurrection, a work of staggering imagination from visionary Chinese director Bigan. No way. What a name. Resurrection conjures, sorry about that, vast and ever-shifting worlds on the brink of collapse in an era-spanning journey through our deepest and most human desires. Holy smokes. January 15th, Thursday, Bikini Drive, Battle Royale. In a dystopian future, a group of students from a Japanese high school are forced by the government to compete in a battle, killing one another until only one is left standing. Oh my. Yikes. Okay, also, okay, here, January 15th. Oh, that goes on at 7 p.m., the Battle Royale. The Ice Tower says here, the Ice Tower. Jeannie, a 15-year-old orphan, witnesses the shoot for a film adaptation of the fairy tale The Snow Queen, and she becomes fascinated by its star, Christina, an actress who is just as mysterious and alluring as the queen she is playing. Oh, my. All right, here, January 16th. The Business of Fancy Dancing, a poetic story of growth, death, and the choices that define us. The Business of Fancy Dancing reunites Spokane Reservation best friends Aristotle Joseph and Seymour Polatkin 16 years after their high school graduation. Okay. Also January 16th. Okay, so that one happens at 4:45. The MFM Hot House Award for Creative Development, Ian Bawa Retrospective, happens at 7. It says here, the Winnipeg Film Group is pleased to announce that Ian Bawa is the recipient of the 2024 MFM Manitoba Film Hot House Award for Creative Development. Okay. Let's see here. And then after that, at 9:30 p.m., is Alberta Number One. An eccentric documentary crew treks across the vast roadways of Alberta, Canada, to document monuments, museums, and other roadside curios. Oh, all right. Okay, and that one also plays on the 17th at 3 p.m. and 7:15 p.m. The Business of Fancy Dancing. The 2K restoration of that goes on at 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. That happens on Saturday. And Sunday, Cabin Fever, James and the Giant Peach at 1 p.m. The Business of Fancy Dancing, 2K restoration at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. And Alberta Number One at 5:15 p.m. This all happens at the Dave Barber Cinematheque. And I would give you their address, but it's not giving me that. So, well, you know where it is, right? Okay, it's downtown. In the Exchange, right across from Old Market Square. Yeah, indeed. In between Market and Bannatyne. Yeah, there you have it. Okay. Let's see here. That's it for the entertainment guide. Okay, those are just a few events listed in the guide. If you want us to add your event to the guide, please drop by CKUW, email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca, or call 204-786-9782. All right, okay. All right, now I've got... Okay, we've got some... music to play for you here. So let's get on with it, shall we? All right. All right. There's goings on in Iran, and they're not good. So I have I've got a set of Iranian music to play for you. The first thing I'll play is a song by Amir Amiri. He is an Iranian musician. He plays santur. And here he's joined by Richard Moody. They're collectively known as Moody Amiri. And the song is called Khurshid, I think. You know what? Let's not play that one. It's a minute long. Do we want a minute long song? Yeah, I didn't think so. So let's move along here to a longer song at 2 minutes long. Hamoun, it's called. And you know what? Let's go with Sagi Nameh. Hopefully that one will be... there we go. 4 minutes long. All right. There we have it. This is Moody Amiri to in honor of our folks out in Iran. Apparently nobody can get a hold of anybody out there. Means of communication is cut. So let's hope that all is well there. You're listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg.
Thank you.
Listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM. What you just heard was Niaz from Iran. They now reside smartly in Montreal, I believe, in the Montreal area in Quebec. And they, for a while, were living in Los Angeles, but are no longer there, maybe to their betterment, don't you think? All right. Alahi Alaha. Ali Alahi Allah. From their self-titled release from 2000, I believe, and 5. Holy, 21 years ago now. I can't believe it. Before that, we heard from Logaramin Torkian. The song was called Arka from his Music for Facebook collection, Volume 3. Wow, yeah, clearly I found that one in the old Apple Music, so added it to my collection. And we started things off with Moody Amiri, Sagi Name, was the song from their album Safar. And at one time, both of them lived here in Winnipeg, so some local talent-ish. Richard Moody now lives in BC, and Amir Amiri, I'm not sure if he still lives in Quebec. I think he now lives across the pond somewhere, maybe Paris, I'm not sure. But anyways, yeah, I'd like to thank all of you for listening to this week's version of The World and ask you to keep it locked. Up next, Destination Moon and all sorts of good programming here on CKUW. If you didn't get enough metal, and thank you, Sebastian, for doing such a good job to kick us off here with the thrash can that preceded us from 5 till 6. Thanks, Sebastian. Good job again. If you didn't get enough metal with that, there's more metal at midnight with Metal Monday, so all sorts of good stuff coming up. Reasons to keep it locked here on CKUW. And just to let you know, in about a month's time, in 4 weeks from today, we'll be having Fun Drive. It kicks off in about 3.5 weeks. So stay tuned for that. That's when we ask you, the listener, to contribute to your station, because it is your station. Without you, there ain't no station. So, well, I guess without us, there's no station too. But anyway, that's what is going to be happening in February. And be prepared to be onslaughted with that phone number and website address. So, do feel free to pledge away when the time comes. All right, I'm going to leave you with more Iranian music. And, some more Niaz for you, because it's good stuff, huh? Yeah, all right. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening. Stay safe, stay warm, and keep it locked here on CKUW. You have been listening to The World here on CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg.